From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, upcoming terror cases before the Supreme Court. First, though, the 9/11 Commission is hearing testimony today on how the FBI performed in the days leading up to the terror attacks. A preliminary staff report on that question is damning. Here's the executive director of the commission, Phil Zelico, reading from the report.
On September 11, 2001, the FBI was limited in several areas critical to an effective counterterrorism strategy that could prevent attacks. Those working counterterrorism matters did so despite limited intelligence collection and strategic analysis capabilities, despite a limited capacity to share information both internally and externally, despite insufficient training, an overly complex legal regime, and despite inadequate resources.
Joining us now is NPR's Pam Fessler, who's covering these hearings today. Welcome, Pam. And this sounds like a just scathing report on the FBI, harsher than expected?
I think it is a little bit harsher. A lot of this information is information that we've already heard before, but it's being brought together in one place. As you mentioned, the staff director, Philip Zelico, talked about basically the FBI did not have a culture that was geared towards counterterrorism. They didn't have the personnel, they didn't have the money, they didn't have the resources, and that most of the focus, especially in the 1990s, was on other things, on fighting drug cases and criminal cases. He even said that and noted that the FBI did not really have the technological capacity to bring all the information that it did have together, said that the FBI didn't even know what it didn't know or what it did know. And a lot of it was due to budget problems. The FBI asked for more counterterrorism funding, but in a lot of cases, Congress did not give it. And in one telling incident, they note in the staff report, Attorney General John Ashcroft said that counterterrorism was a top priority in May of 2001 when he testified before Congress, but the budget that was being prepared at that time did not call for any increase in counterterrorism funding for the FBI.
One of the people for whom this must have been a painful thing to hear was the former FBI director, Louis Freeh. He resigned that job in June 2001. He was there to testify this morning, and he did right after Phil Zelico read that report. What was his response?
Well, he said that, in fact, he agreed with a lot of the things that were in the report, although he did not think it was such a damning report. He did say that he thought that the FBI and the CIA did work together fairly well. There was some talk in the report, and we'll hear in future reports, I believe, about them not communicating very well. He said that they did cooperate, that he did try to refocus, especially during the course of the late 1990s, did try to refocus more of the FBI's efforts on counterterrorism. He noted the FBI role in the investigations into the African embassy bombings, which we now know Al-Qaeda was behind, and also into the bombing of the USS Cole. He also said that that he just did not get the support from Congress that he believes that he should have for counterterrorism. Another thing that he talked about was that it was very important to look at the pre-9/11 mentality versus the post-9/11 mentality. A lot of things that seem obvious now weren't so obvious then. And just, as I said, the main focus was not getting the money and resources that he needed. And here's how he described some of those concerns in his testimony today.
The FBI, as you know, before September 11, had 3.5% of the federal government's anti-terrorism budget. And it's no... It's no news to anybody that for many, many years, as your executive director recounted, the resource issue and the legal authority issue certainly limited what we were able to do before September 11th. In the budget years 2000, 2001, 2002, we asked for 1,895 people, agents, linguists, analysts. We got a total of 76 people during that period. That's not to criticize the Congress. It's not to criticize the Department of Justice. It is to focus on the fact that that was not a national priority.
Pam, how did the commissioners respond to what Mr. Freeh said?
Well, I think that for the most part, actually, they were quite sympathetic to some of his concerns and the concerns of the agency. However, there were questions raised about whether or not Mr. Free could have done more, that the Department of Justice could have done more to reallocate funds and resources within the department when it became obvious that there were more terrorism concerns that the agency had to be looking into. He also noted, however, that there were also some legal limitations to the sharing of information between the intelligence gathering portion of the FBI and those who were actually prosecuting cases, an issue that he noted has since been addressed with the Patriot Act. I think for the most part, the commission is interested in what they say, not pointing fingers or assigning blame, but figuring out what needs to be done in the future. And one of the things that has been raised by several commission members is whether or not the United States needs to create a new domestic intelligence agency that would be separate from the FBI and the CIA. Former Director Free said, in fact, he would be opposed to that. He thought it would take up a lot of time to just get a new agency up and running. And he, in fact, said that he thought that there would be even more limitations to sharing information with a brand new agency.
Janet Reno. Pam, briefly, just what's tell us what's on tap for the hearings tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we're going to hear from the current FBI director, Robert Mueller, and we're also going to hear from from the CIA director, George Tenet.
Thanks very much, Pam Fessler, NPR correspondent, covering the 9/11 commission hearing in Washington today. Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome.